Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. Oh, how do you like the weather out there, New Jersey people? It is really like Halloween time. Wow. And I have a lot of people calling in. A lot of people are in tonight because of the weather, I guess, and calling in to listen live, and that's great. I love to see that. In any case, without further ado, I'm going to introduce tonight's wonderful special guest, who I am so excited to have on. And I had just met her through a friend of mine, Francesco Sorbello, a very good friend of mine, who is a wonderful singer himself. And he directed Alexa to me, and I was so impressed with her talent, her singing ability, and her beauty that I had to have her on my show. So I'm going to introduce my guest tonight. Her name is Alexa Nicole Pantaleo. And hello, Alexa.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm very good. Thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. That's what I do. That's what I've been doing for the past 4 years, is supporting local talent, you know, it's been great, too, because I've seen so many people really realize their dreams, you know, people that were singing guitar years ago. So I want you to tell us a little bit about you. I put it in the promo, but tell me, I saw a picture of you that I loved when you were like only 3 years old holding a microphone. So just tell us about you. Oh, no, let's do the question and get that over with. Who influenced you the most when you were growing up, and why?
Okay, so actually this is going to sound crazy, but Christina Aguilera is one of my biggest inspirations. When I was younger, the first song that I remember singing for a talent show was Ain't No Other Man by Christina Aguilera. I remember hearing that song. I remember watching her sing that song, and she just really inspired me. Once I heard her voice, I knew that was the type of singer that I wanted to be. I loved her stage presence. I loved how she can just belt, and it always sounded so amazing. So she was really one of my big inspirations growing up, and she still is. I still listen to her music, but definitely one of the biggest inspirations I have.
Right. Well, she certainly is a talented young woman, and so,
of course.
She's a great mentor, for sure. I want you to tell me, too, like, well, how old were you when you did your first, you know, contest, and what type of a contest was it?
So, all right, I think I was about 15 years old. My first really big contest was actually American Idol. 15 years old when I was able to audition for it. Going in, I sang Lady Marmalade. Christina Aguilera actually sang that song. But I remember going in there. Yeah, I remember going in there. That was the first big audition I ever had. It was incredible. I didn't even know what I was getting myself into, but I remember Kelly Clarkson, when I was in fifth grade, she was the first winner, and I remember seeing her when I was in fifth grade, and I was like, I have to do that. That's who I want to be. I have to get on this show. So when I was able to audition, 15 years old, that's where I went, and that was the first big one. I think I learned a lot from that. Like I said, I kind of just went in there. I had no idea what I was getting myself into, but all I remember was the first few auditions. Those are in front of just producers. So I remember the first room I went into, and I got a yes. So that was just the producers. I was like, what does this mean? Like, where am I going? So you go into another room, and I sang for them as well, got another yes. And then there was one more room that was like big producers, and that was telling you if you were going to go see the real judges. So I sang in there, got a yes, and then there I was heading, you know, my way to see the real judges. It was incredible. The first set of judges when I was 15, I think it was, I want to say Randy Jackson, Steven Tyler, and Jennifer Lopez. So sitting in front of them when you're 15, when you're 15 years old is crazy.
Where was it held?
Where
did you have to go to?
It was in New Jersey.
It was the first time when I was in 2000. When I was 15, yeah, that was in New Jersey. Can't remember the exact place.
Great.
But yeah, that was so that first one was in New Jersey, so I was lucky. I didn't have to drive that far.
If I was standing in front of Jennifer Lopez and singing, that would really be a trip. And of course, Stephen talked. Well, all three of them, Randy Jackson. You couldn't.
Yeah.
Had three better people to sing for. And that team, weren't you shaking in your boots or were you confident? Like, how did you feel? Did you have any stage fright whatsoever or what?
To be honest, I think I blacked out because being that young and going in there, I remember walking out and I didn't even remember what happened. All I remembered was that Steven Tyler complimented my pink boots that I had on, and I'll still remember that till this day. But
that was
definitely an experience. But being, like I said, being 15 and doing something like that, you know, that was really just kind of getting my confidence up there and learning how to sing in front of people. Because these auditions, you think that you could just go into them and not prepare and just say, well, I'm just going to sing this. And it's not that at all. You need to prepare, work your butt off, and that's how you get a yes, and that's how you keep going forward. And that's what I learned when I was 15. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let any of these judges tell me anything. I'm so young, you know? So there I was, and then off to the next audition.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you have to be very persistent. The competition, it's fierce, so to speak. In fact, there should be a movie, not a movie, but there should be like a contest too, like a fierce auditions, because it is. There's so much talent out there. It's all worldwide. It's like just incredible. So
exactly, and you just keep going, and then you meet so many people, and you know, you just kind of get a lot of information from people as far, like, you know, going farther. So when I was 15, I really didn't know anything. Like I said, I was just kind of, threw myself into that. And now along the way, I learned so much.
Oh, I'm sure. And you have your mother, who you call the momager. Is that it? Your mom and manager?
Of course.
Momager. That pushing you all the way. Yeah, that's
of course,
great.
Yeah.
That's great that you have the support.
I know. I'm so grateful for that because, you know, a lot of people my age, they don't have that support from their parents. You know, you see a lot of kids, they want to be an artist. They want to sing. They want to act. And a lot of parents don't support that. They don't think that they could, you know, go far with that. But my mom, from day one, when I was 3 years old, when you saw that picture of me with that microphone, she's been there by my side. Every single show I've been to, every single performance I've had, anything, even if it was just something super tiny where I just sang one song, she was there right in the front row recording me.
Yeah, you're right about that, though. And I think, you know, I'm surprised to hear that that's going on today still. But years ago, I'm a 60s generation person. And, of course, my parents, they did not want my brother Billy or I or any of us to go into music. And we were all musically inclined. My mother was a singer. And my father didn't even want her to sing. And then finally, when the kids were grown up, she did go out and sing in clubs and things like that occasionally at piano bars. And but when the kids went out, she went really and did what she loved. And she did acting and she was in plays, you know, all over the place. And she really kind of later life really enjoyed doing what she loved so much. But I was thinking about that picture of you, and my daughter, of course, me and my youngest daughter grew up listening to me singing all the time, and I can remember her when she was about 6 years old, 5 or 6 years old, and I had one of those old tape recorders and with a little microphone that attached to it, a handheld mic, and I remember my daughter, and I would hear her, and she would be in the living room. She would be going, "Good evening." In fact, I'm surprised my daughter Nina isn't in broadcasting, because she would be going, "Well, hello, good evening, everyone. This is Nina Cucurullo, and I'm going to tell you about my mother, Nancy Ryan. She is the best singer in the world." So she would like to be pretending, you know, recording these shows. "Hi, Nina, my darling." She's in Portland. My other daughter is moving back to Florida. But anyway, getting back to you. So So then you went on from American Idol, which is like a huge accomplishment, and 15, that's really kudos to you for that. Then you went on The Voice after that, or like, what's your, I see that you had won some awards, like on the big Joe Henry show, so kind of just give us a chronological from American Idol on to present day.
Yeah, of course. So, so after that, I knew I wanted to, you know, keep going forward and working even harder. I knew that I could get on one of those shows, but it was all about how much I really wanted it and how hard I was willing to work. So from there, I was like, I kind of thought, I was like, all right, I need to learn how to sing in front of big crowds. I need to get my confidence level up, and I just need to do it all before I can, you know, go for that one big thing. So from there, I started entering a lot of local singing competitions. I was doing Freehold Idol, which I placed first in. There's a winery in Freehold called Lurita Winery. They had a Lurita Idol. So I did that, and I won that as well. One of the bigger ones was the New Jersey 101.5 Big Joe Henry talent show in Point Pleasant. And I won that, which was incredible. That was one of the best things I think I've ever won. I won, a car, a piano, and $2,000 on top
of
it. That's amazing.
Great.
Exactly. Yeah. So I did that.
And then
I
see
was
that you
singing
won
a lot of
Aberdeen's Got Talent, right? Aberdeen's Got Talent.
Yes.
So.
Aberdeen's
cool.
Got
Very
Talent.
Cool.
I did. There was Wachung Idol, which was at a really cool art studio. Which I won that too. So I was just like, you know, I'm just going to keep doing this, get my confidence level up. And then I started singing the national anthem. I finished with Blue Claws and the Somerset Patriots as well. So that's always a really great confidence booster because, you know, that's one of the hardest songs to sing and you're getting up in front of thousands of people to sing
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
And
then
It's great to do.
It's great to do that. It really is for many reasons.
Exactly. So then after that, I was like, all right, I think it's my time. I'm going to just go and I'm going to try out for The Voice. And this is when The Voice was starting to get popular. I actually tried out in 2012 and I was still in high school, which was a lot for me. But I was like, I'm just going to go. I'm going to do this, see what happens. So I went to the audition and it ended up being incredible and I made it to because you know you go for the producers first, you go through a few rounds, so ended up making all of that and I made it to California. I got to sing in front of all the judges. And a funny story actually, it was my senior year and there was I think 3 weeks left of high school, so I actually had to leave to go to The Voice and I just thought it was kind of funny because all this year, all my life, I'm in school and I didn't even get to like walk at graduation. But I was like, who cares? I'm going to The Voice, you know. I thought it was so funny. But
I think if I had the choice, I think I would definitely do The Voice and walk, you know,
exactly
with my cap and gown. But
the principal was like, I'm out. I'm going to The Voice. They loved it though. They were really excited for me. But,
sure.
So I went there. I met so many amazing people, and that's when my confidence was really up there. I felt so great about my performance. I felt so great about myself, and I was really learning a lot about myself while I was out there. I was meeting a lot of different artists and different types of singers. You know, I was 17 years old, so, you know, that you're still learning about yourself, and there was, like I said, there were so many artists out there that they were influencing me and influencing the type of singer that I wanted to be. And it was an incredible experience. So from there, unfortunately, I didn't make it, but it was incredible. Still, I was so excited that I was able to sing in front of them. And I had nothing but good remarks from all of them. They all loved my voice. They all were like, you're beautiful. You know, come back.
Right.
Like, you know, so from there, there was a show on NBC. It was called NBC, The Winner Is. It was a reality game show. It was one season of it. I'm so lucky.
Let me ask you, honey, can I ask you for 1 minute, Alexa? Are you on your cell phone speaking, or are you on a landline?
No, I'm on my cell phone.
Okay, listen, I just have to ask you, please, to do this so it's not kind of, I can hear kind of going wiggly in and out, so I don't want our audience to have that. So if you can just hold your cell phone in the same position and not move your head. I think you're really an expressive. I just know from seeing your photograph and hearing your music that you're very, like, move around a lot and talk with your hands and your, and that's where I am too, but I've learned in broadcasting, you have to keep your, especially doing it via the telephone, you have to keep it, so that's all. So continue on. I just wanted to interject that because I want everybody to really hear every word that you're saying and not have to, you know, hear it wobbling.
Oh, yeah, of course. Let me know if it happens again. What was I saying? Oh, so NBC, I went on this show called NBC The Winner Is. It was a reality game show. There was one season of it, so I feel very blessed that I was on that one season. It was really cool. I mean, you were singing against someone for money, basically. So it was really interesting. Yeah, so it was kind of like, it was like a battle just between you and another person of, you know, who is singing better. Then the audience got to vote. It was really, really cool. They should have kept it on. They should have had another season of it.
That sounds phenomenal. I can't believe, I'm sorry I interrupted. I guess that's my job. I don't know, really. I think that sounds very interesting. I never saw that, but it sounds like it would be very something people would be really interested in.
Exactly. So that was so much fun. And then from there, I actually went back for American Idol. And this time it was an amazing experience for me. So I auditioned. They knew that I auditioned back when I was 15. Was really, they were like, oh, we kind of actually remember you. I brought pictures to them as well. So I was like, oh, like this was me. Because I was in a newspaper back when I was 15 for that audition. But I went for the audition. I sung in front of J-Lo. Who was it? J-Lo, Harry Connick Jr., and who was the last one?
Oh, wow.
I can't even remember his name right now. But anyway, oh, Keith Urban, I'm sorry. Urban. So I sang Up to
Very
the Mountain,
cool.
and they absolutely loved it. I got sent to Hollywood. Hollywood was an amazing experience. I mean, I still think about it till this day, and I'm still so blessed that I was there. I made it through, you know, a few rounds at Hollywood. I learned so much. Every single time I've done any of these things, it's just a learning experience, and it really just molds you into the person that you are. Every time you go, like I said, you just learn something new about yourself and just about singing mm-hmm. in general, about performing. So,
of course,
yes, that was really
course.
Awesome, and now... And now here I am, and I'm still working on my music. You know, in the show as much as I can. I'm meeting all the right people at the right time, and I'm just going forward with everything. So here I am now.
Right.
I'm on the phone with you.
Exactly. Now you're on Ryan Rocks It, and when you make it on Ryan Rocks It, Asbury Park style, that's pretty good because I was
exactly.
nominated in the category of pop radio. You know, personality supporting local talent, and you are a local talent. I was almost, when I did the promo on you, at the end, I put, oh, oops, I almost forgot to tell people that you're from Freehold, New Jersey, and then I was going to put a little tail on that and say, do we know anybody else from Freehold? You know, like for a Springsteen, but I didn't, because I just figured, you just saying that you were from Freehold, everybody would know what I was meaning the way I said it. Oops, I almost forgot to tell you, you know. So that I added that in really quick before I did all the worldwide promo because I promote on so many of Bruce's. Oh, here I go again. Hi, Bruce. Oh, and Bruce, all the Bruce Edmonds all over the world, thank you so much for allowing me to post my radio shows on the Bruce Springsteen site because I do have because of my brother Billy and growing up in Asbury, I have kind of a connection to the E Street Band. And anyway, that's another, that's for my book, not for my radio show, but I do always sometimes give a shout out to Bruce. Like, Bruce has anything to do with his fan clubs, but anyway.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
So you went like worldwide, and it's like I was telling your mother when I spoke to her, I said, well, don't be surprised if, you know, you start getting calls and, you know, people asking for, you know, Alexa to do things. And I'm hoping that does happen, of course. That's
oh, of
what
course,
my
me
show
too.
Is all about and my promotion of artists is all about. I remember seeing my friend Matt Ali, who was just on my show. He's with Bon Jovi now, but and doing his own band as well, which is a phenomenal band with Aaron Shula, who I love, and Leon Holmes and all these great people. I'll give him a shout-out. But, you know, I saw him just singing, you know, with his guitar like 4 years ago, you know, and he's just, like, has mm-hmm. a phenomenal career. Bruce Springsteen was just on his latest album. So, anyway, I'm getting off the beaten track, mm-hmm. but he did a whole song called Black Boots. I can't wait to hear it. And I have promoted Michelle Moore 3 times, who was with Bruce for 13 and a half years. And anyway, I got to get off of Bruce. He somehow comes into my being, my state of being, because I'm from Asbury Park and I'm a musician myself and have CDs out.
Of course.
I know everyone,
yeah.
And it kind of just comes up. But, you know, and I'm hoping one of these days I get you to go into the studio and maybe do one of my songs that's in the top 10 right now for 4 years. It's actually number 2. It's been number 2 now for, I don't know, 9, 10 months. Can it just be number 1 just one time, please? Just one.
You never
after
know.
It's number
it might
1.
Get
I don't
up
know.
There.
I
it was 4
just
and
just
now it's number 2.
Out.
So.
I guess this band, The Rain, they're called. I haven't listened to them. They're a country rock band. I haven't even listened to their music, to the song that I'm up against. But they've been number 1 forever. I cannot kick them out. I keep saying, come on, just get me number 1. But anyway, yeah, I love music. It's my
so funny.
And, you know, the minute I could be in the crappiest mood, you know, the worst mood, and when my show is going to start, all of a sudden I become this different person. Of course, that's showbiz. You know about that. You've learned
of
about
course,
that.
Of course, of course.
And, yeah, well, I wish that you were able to come last night to karaoke. My girlfriend, Sherry Gilmore, she's been in numerous bands as well. And we always have a lot of professional singers that come, so you're going to have to come by. But she did 10 years
yes,
at Volunteer Village. Now it's going to be at the Wine Loft. And so you've got to come down one Wednesday night. It's going to be every Wednesday night. A lot of phenomenal singers. So last night I knocked them dead, too, with my – well, I did my crazy song, Country. But then I did the song Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke. It's an old blues tune.
Oh, I love that song.
Ape. They were going crazy. They were going, oh, my God, Nancy, you nailed it. You know, I just love music. Uh-huh. You know, and, anyway, so getting back to you, Nicole. So, Nicole. Oh, my sister's middle name, Joanne, is Nicole, but you're Alexa Nicole. And that's what
Alexa
I hear you like
yes.
to be called. So, Alexa Nicole, we have like 6-7 minutes left, which is great. And so, you know, I know that you're going to college. What is it, Ocean County College?
Yes, I'm in Ocean County College right now. OCC, which is in Toms River. So I'm doing 2 years there, and then I want to transfer over to Monmouth University. I'm going for broadcasting.
Okay.
So I'm kind of just I love everything in the entertainment world. You know, being a singer, you learn to love everything. You learn to have respect for everything in the entertainment business. So I was kind of just like, you know what? I feel like I could be a great broadcaster, whether it's on TV, whether it's radio, whether it's maybe being a weather girl one day, you know? Like, there's so many outlets.
Right.
And I know that that since I am a singer and I am a performer, I think that gives me a little extra something. So when I go and I'm broadcasting,
well,
I'm a broadcaster, and somebody there, you know, a producer hears, oh, well, she sings as well. You never know what that could bring you. So I'm kind of just trying to expand my knowledge and expand my career.
Right. Well, it certainly can help, and especially and when you're doing too, which you do, are beauty pageants and things, because you have not just talent as far as your singing is concerned, but you're really a very beautiful, stunning girl. So you've got a lot going for you, and that's you know, the minute, you know, you were sent to me via, ended up in a message, a text message to me, and I just clicked on it and listened to one of your songs, immediately I was interested in getting in touch with you. And I'm telling you that it says a lot, because believe me, I have not really even ever approached anyone asking them to do any of my music, which is was kind of in the back of my mind, maybe to do someday. So we'll sit down after and talk about it, and maybe it will happen. If it's meant to be, it will happen. But I certainly have all the right people to give it to. But getting back to you again, I know that you're not performing a heck of a lot, so I made sure at your request too was to put in the promo where people could listen to you. So your YouTube address is definitely in there. So I want to like give us, you know, let people know to please read this promo. And of course they're gonna see it anyway, but I'm gonna mention it in my after promotion when I put our show on. I'll mention too, please don't forget that you can hear Nicole on her YouTube address site, and also see your photographs on the Instagram. So I'm a fan and think that you definitely have the goods. Oh, I know what I was thinking is I had no problem getting up and singing on stage with my, I'm a guitarist as well. I've been playing guitar since I was like 18. And so I get up and I play my guitar and sing and do that thing. And I had no problem with that. But what I found I had problems with was speaking to people. And even the less people, the harder it was for me, it seemed. And, and in fact, I was even more comfortable singing for large crowds than little crowds, because I felt like with large crowds, oh, well, the focus isn't so much. And if family was there, forget it. I would be nervous about that. But singing definitely came much easier for me than speaking. So what I did was I went to Toastmasters, and I was living in San Diego. I lived in San Diego for 28 years. So I went to Toastmasters for a few years, like a year and a half, and that really helped me a lot. It didn't help me to stop talking so much, though. But it
did help me. But that's okay.
It helps me.
No.
I have some chatter teeth in front of me, you know, the wind-up kind. So I just picked them up. They're sitting here. You wind them up. They're called chatter teeth. I don't know if you've ever seen them. They're really funny.
Yeah,
I think I'm
going
to take a picture of them. Yeah, the chatter teeth. Oh, they're beautiful teeth. In fact, I should just take them to the dentist and say, now this is the smile. Those are the teeth I want. Actually, I'm getting there. I've been having some work done. I said, I want that Hollywood stuff. I want a movie star smile, you know? But anyway.
It doesn't everyone, right?
Yeah, it doesn't everybody. It's right. Well, no, some people, I'm telling you, I see actresses. I mean, top of the line, the best actresses in the world. And then I kind of see their bottom teeth, and I don't mean to be so, like, judgmental, but I go, holy moly, look how crooked those teeth are. Why don't they fix that, you know?
And they have all this money, you know?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, shoot, if I had that kind of money, I would have every single tooth of mine. Well, I never had great teeth anyway. They were not my, they weren't horrible, but they weren't like, and I took care of them. My parents did. They always had me at the dentist, but it's like, these people have so much money. What is it about? They have what, fear? I mean, you can't walk around and be getting Academy Awards with crooked teeth on the bottom when you talk. You see that.
That's so funny. I know.
Anyway, maybe I'm just too much of a perfectionist that way, or maybe it's vanity. Oh, Lord, forgive me for my vainness, but I think people should try to be the best that they can be. Like before the show, I asked God, I do. I said, God, please help me to have a really good show tonight. You know, me and Alexa Nicole, let's have a fun, light-hearted talk where people can listen, they can learn, you know, they can learn about Alexa, they can go and learn more about her and enjoy her music and, you know, stand behind you and root you on because
yes,
you already have some great accomplishments. So you're definitely one of your fans. So we have run out of time. So I want to, I think we've had a wonderful show.
Of course.
And I think you have
me
a great voice for broadcasting. And I told her, I said, oh, that's fabulous that she's going for broadcasting. I mean, I kind of, for my first show, I was asked to go after my first three releases I was asked like 2 days later to be on the Jerry Reynolds show in New York City, and I had been listening to him in my car and didn't even know it was him until I went to the show and I heard him. I go, oh my God, he's been really, he's going to really test me and be difficult. And they told me, Nancy, interrupt. Talk as much as you can, because if you don't, you won't get a word in edgewise. And I guess him being my mentor, maybe I took after him. But I was always a talker. My family song for me, I think, would be, you talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even. Anyway, so I just want to thank you again for being on my show. And I will be promoting this show worldwide again so everybody can listen to it. And everyone knows they can listen to it at their leisure and for their pleasure, because these shows, all of my shows, are archived. So they can just, like, click on it or go to Blog Talk Radio and go to the episode, and there you are. And it will stay on there forever. So there you
awesome.
Go.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you again, Alexa. I look forward to meeting you in person, you and your mom. That would be great.
Yes, me too.
Date, you know, the time. And we'll get together and have a nice lunch and a nice talk. And, again, it was very nice having you. It was my pleasure having you on my show. Keep rocking, girlfriend.
Thank you.
Because, yeah, you got a lot to be happy and excited about as far as your future is concerned. All right, everybody, that was Alexa Nicole. Pantaleo, I hope I pronounced her nice, beautiful Italian name correctly. And now I get to talk to people about my nonprofits, which I love. Each nonprofit major person has been on my radio show, and most of them came to the studio at Hamilton Radio in Trenton. But they are, in this order, Minister Steve of Tent City in Lakewood, Gregory and Karen Nixon, Helping Hands of New Jersey, Allison Saho, City of Angels Recovery Radio, my friend Deb Cruz, and they're all my friends now, of course, because once you meet me and you're on my show, we kind of have the chemistry, because, you know, we're all directed, we all know our tribe, we're all directed, there's a reason for everything. So anyway, Deb Cruz is with Hit the Streets for the Homeless, Michael Schwartz is with Hometown Heroes, Carlos Rodriguez is the director of the Food Bank of Monmouth and Ocean Counties. The it's not the ASPCA anymore, it's the MCSPCA, Monmouth County SPCA. Paul Ressler, who is the president and CEO of TUPAC, which is the Overdose Prevention Agency Corporation. And also, let's see, here we go. Oh, my wonderful, this was such an exciting, all the shows are exciting for me, but I finally, after years of saying, Tim, please come on my show, I had Mr. Tim McClune, who is a wonderful musician and owns a string of excellent restaurants, and he's also the founder of Holiday Express. Mr. Tim McClune, he is my lucky number nine, nonprofit, not for-profit organization. And finally, number 10 is the Info Age Science History Learning Center and Museum. And this is my friend, Patricia Ario Artist, who just recently was able to do, was commissioned by the mayor of Asbury Park to do a wonderful mural, in Asbury Park, because she is, to me and to many, many people, the original Tilly artist. So people that love Asbury Park and love Tilly will love Patricia. So please, everybody, if you have any free time whatsoever, please get involved with one of these nonprofits because you will get so much more out of it. I mean, than they will. It's just a wonderful thing to do. So those are my nonprofits. I'm hoping to get 12, actually. But I do have my first sponsor. After 4 years, I've got a sponsor, and her name is Dr. Anna Silman, and she's my sponsor, and we do a barter, and she's giving me the Hollywood smile, and she's the best, and her husband, this is their third office, and they're right on Broadway in Long Branch, and her name is Anna Silman. So the name of their business is called Smiles on Broadway, and you will not just love her for her expertise, but you will love her prices. So please go and give Dr. Silman a visit. That said, I will say goodbye to everyone because I'm over time. I don't want to be taking advantage. And that is it. So till next time, everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Bye-bye, everybody. This is Ryan Ross, Nancy Ryan. Good night.